You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, we got it. We got here. We got to the NBA Finals in that Disney World bubble. It's the Lakers and the Heat. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Siku Smith, NBA.com, NBA TV, helping us with a preview of this. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. Just trying to survive these last however many days we have left.
You got it. I've been saying all morning, I was like, at most seven games away from actually completing this experiment at Disney World that went off without a hitch.
Yeah, so far so good. You know, I, far be it for me to jinx this thing now that we're in the home stretch. But yeah, listen, it's been an experience, to say the least. I'm still, you know, awestruck that you could pull this off, that you could get this many people in here, you know, starting with 22 teams, obviously now down to the last two, and all the support staff and all these other people, and coordinate this. I have no idea how you coordinate something this massive in such a small, confined space, but the basketball's been great. The competitive nature of the games from the start of the, you know, season game to now has been exactly what you wanted if you're a basketball fan.
If you weren't paying attention to this, disappeared from social media, just were maybe on another planet, and you came back and you saw Miami in the finals, it might be a surprise. It probably would be a surprise. But given that we've watched this team get better and better and better going through Milwaukee, going through the Celtics, how have they done this? What has been the thing that has worked for them as a four seed to get to where they are now?
Yeah, look, a five seed, actually. I was in Miami in last December. I went down for a week when they got off to a really good start. And I just wanted to go down and spend a week down there and see what makes this group tick. How in the world is this happening with Jimmy Butler, who had been cast as kind of an odd guy or a malcontent everywhere else he'd been. It's just about the chemistry. You know, it's just about a team, young guys, you know, for the most part, when you look at the guys they started out the season with. Then they added Andre Iguodala, Jay Crowder, Solomon Hill, but a young group that watched their vets emerge late in the season while their young guys spent the early part of the year coming into their own. So you get Goran Dragic in the starting lineup, come playoff time, you get Iguodala and Jay Crowder, you know, into the mix. And Jimmy Butler's leadership has been outstanding. You add in the fact that Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, and then Bam Adebayo, who became an all-star this year, all have had, you know, those breakthrough seasons, and it tells you a little something about what Miami's done in terms of plotting the course for this group. I think they felt like they were a better team than anybody was giving them credit for. And then when they got down here to the bubble, Jimmy Butler just decided they're gonna try and win this thing. And they've ridden his will, I think, to this final.
As you look at this matchup, let's go from the Miami side of it before we look at the Lakers. What is going to work for them against the Lakers? May not end up giving them a championship, but they got some things that will work for them against Los Angeles.
Well, they're first going to test out that 2-3 zone and see if that can, you know, preserve Adebayo's body and his, you know, keep him out of foul trouble. Because I don't think they can defend the Lakers man-to-man at a high enough level if the Lakers decide to go big. You know, LeBron James is humongous. Anthony Davis, 7 feet tall. And if you can go with Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee, that's a huge front line. Bam Adebayo is the basically the tallest guy on the floor most of the time for the Heat. There's no way he can combat that. So the 2-3 zone is going to be huge just to see if it's effective, if it keeps Miami in these games early, the Lakers don't shoot them out of it, then they got a shot. But from a matchup standpoint, there's really two you look at. It's AD and Bam Adebayo and then Jimmy Butler and LeBron. If those four guys are locked onto each other as much as we think they might be, that's where the series will turn in one direction or another.
Now let's get to the Lakers side of things. We knew what the Lakers were going into this. We knew what the Lakers were going to look like when they got to the postseason, especially when LeBron has the right team and how he gets to the finals. So when you look at it, give me a level of impressiveness that you've seen what the Lakers have done inside this bubble so far.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say the entire team. I think the most impressive things about what the Lakers have done is they found a way to incorporate Rajon Rondo and Dwight Howard in this most recent series in into a kind of a core group of guys along with LeBron and AD that you look back and say, well, wow, who could you look at the personnel on paper and say, this is a championship level roster. You look at those four guys, you say automatically, absolutely. If you got those four guys playing at whatever their capacity is at this time, you got an opportunity to win no matter who you play against. I think the thing that's gone under the radar and hadn't gotten a ton of credit for the Lakers is really the job Frank Vogel has done not messing with what they want to do, allowing LeBron to play to his strengths, command the floor, and kind of direct traffic. We know, Tony, LeBron is at his best when you get out of the way and let him orchestrate and let him, you know, do what he does, facilitating, attacking the basket. The fact that he's 35 in his 17th year and can outrun guys half his age, that's a bit of a shocker. I mean, I don't know if anybody expected him to be this good this late in his career, but the Lakers are extremely impressive when you give in to look at the other top seeds. Milwaukee, Clippers, gone. You know, those other top seeded teams are favorites. They're all gone. The Lakers are the only one that survived.
How important is the three-point shot in this series? We've seen it be the factor in other playoff series so far. How do these teams incorporate it, and will it be a game-changer for one or the other?
It could be colossal for the Heat. You know, they're one of the better three-point shoot teams in the league. You know, with Harrell and Duncan Robinson, you're talking about two guys that could get loose from behind the arc at any moment, you know, and score in bunches. I think Goran Dragic is also an underrated three-point shooter. He's a guy who plays off dribble and attacks, but he can certainly pop out and make step-back threes, corner threes. That's where I think the three-point shot is a great equalizer for Miami. If they can find a way to knock down threes at a high clip, that puts a different kind of pressure on the Lakers' defense. And the Lakers, let's face it, they're not a great three-point shooting team. You know, their strength is the fact that they've got two guys top five in the league, and they can play through them wherever they want to operate on the floor. So I think it's going to be an interesting, you know, back and forth, this matchup. Will the Heat force, you know, the Lakers into trying to match them three for three? That's dangerous territory for the Lakers.
Who's going to get the guarding responsibility of LeBron? Where does that fall for Eric Spoelstra?
I think it's a three-man job. I think you obviously start out Jimmy Butler. You know, physically, is about as good as you could find a player a little bit shorter than LeBron, but strong enough to get up under him and bother him a little bit. And then Andre Iguodala coming off the bench, you know he's going to put minutes in against LeBron. Yeah. And I think the other guy that we don't talk about is Jay Crowder.
Sure.
You know, he's got the versatility on the defensive end, at least, to swing between AD and LeBron. I think he's good enough and strong enough to guard both those guys in spurts. I don't think any one guy should have that responsibility. You know, it's not like he's going head-to-head with a Kevin Durant or even a Kawhi Leonard. I mean, there are only a couple guys really in the league you could match up with LeBron one-on-one and feel good about them having an opportunity to slow him down.
Yeah, I was talking about this a little earlier this morning, how, look, I mean, again, from Miami to get to where they are, and it's been so impressive. But this is an organization that, you know, led by Pat Riley, one of the best basketball minds. When they lost LeBron 5 years ago, they have found themselves in a really short amount of time in the finals where other teams who have lost star players just disappear and go to the lottery and just spend all their time, never really recover. But how much credit do we have to give Eric Spoelstra? Does he just ride along with players, or is he making a lot of adjustments to what he's got?
I mean, and they're making tons of adjustments, but they're also incorporating guys into a blueprint for how they want to run their franchise that I think has proved to be, you know, invaluable over the years. They don't, if you hear Jimmy Butler talk about it, you hear other players, Miami's not for everybody. They work at a different clip.
Yeah.
They demand different things from their young guys. They require that you get better in so many different facets on and off the court. But not every young player is going to come in and take to that style. You know, Pat Riley runs a tight ship. He's loyal. Some people would say to a fault almost. You know, a lot of people think about it. Remember when that first year with the Heat Big Three, people were talking about Eric Spoelstra losing his job.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
That he wasn't ready to coach, you know, guys of that star level. He's turned out to be behind Greg Popovich, the longest tenured coach in the league right now. So that should explain to people the value the Miami Heat organization puts on Eric Spoelstra, who I think is one of the criminally underrated coaches in this league for quite some time.
I'm assuming you're thinking this series is going long. Do you think it's go? Do you think it goes long?
I think it goes five or six games. I think game one is humongous. If the Heat could win a game one, we're talking about a six-game series. But they got to get one of these first two games.
I agree.
With the absence of home court advantage and the bubble in this environment, to me, if you let the Lakers jump on you early in the series, and LeBron has got his head down and is charging downhill, you're gonna be in real trouble because he smells, that fourth championship. He understands the legacy, that he's involved in creating right now. This would put an extremely bright mark on his time with the Lakers for him to cash in, win a championship. And LeBron knows that. He knows that better than anybody. He's going to be locked in, and he's going to have Anthony Davis riding with him. That's a superstar combination that usually spells title.
That's right. Seiko Smith, NBA.com, NBA TV. Always good talking to you, my friend. Great insight into what we expect this week. Appreciate it, my man.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
You got it. Progressive Guest Line. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. All right. So again, as you've heard me and Ron talk about, homefields.com has got the perfect gift for you this holiday. Don't be the guy that just says, get me whatever. Homefields.com. Check them out. They've got three-dimensional replicas of your favorite stadiums. There's more than 165 stadiums, football, baseball, hockey, college basketball. These make great holiday gifts, and they light up. Put them out there in your office, bedroom, man cave, wherever. It's going to be a conversation piece. Trust me on this. And when you check them out online at homefields.com, you're going to be able to see what it will look like, but nothing will compare you to when it actually comes to your house. I actually did this. I knew I was getting a Three Rivers Stadium one, and I looked at it, and I was like, that is really nice. Then I got it, and it was absolutely amazing. Lighted three-dimensional replica of your favorite stadiums, handcrafted, beautiful work. These are well done. And on the back is a really good description of the stadium, some of the moments that makes the stadium so special. Check them out at homefields.com. Again, the holidays are right around the corner. Make this on your list so that your loved ones will know exactly what you're looking for instead of just getting a same old robe and tie again for the holidays. Homefields.com. Check them out. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.